Our Drive Time interview made possible by the accounting firm of Leone, McDonald, and Roberts. Want to welcome my guest into Drive Time, Casey Karaoke. Welcome.
Thank you.
She's a behavioral health navigator at Memorial Hospital. And Lorinda McDonald is a psychiatric nurse practitioner and director of behavioral health at Memorial. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
We've got an interesting topic to talk about. It's a film that's going to be presented at Kennett High School that Memorial is a part of, Resilience, the Biology of Stress and Science of Hope.
This is actually an event that came about. It's the result of a community interest in what are called adverse childhood events. And those are the traumatic experiences that many people go through during their childhood and manifests in poor health as an adult. And the movie is the flip side of going through trauma. It's about resilience and what it takes for a person to endure and succeed in life despite adverse events.
Incredible. It seems like probably everybody's kind of connected to that at some point, maybe, or know
Absolutely.
Of some.
Well, we find in the state of New Hampshire, we rank 13th in the nation in regards to children having two or more adverse childhood events. Now, a lot of people are going to say, what are adverse childhood events? Adverse childhood events are, were you ever hit as a child? Were you put down or humiliated as a child? Did you go through any kind of sexual trauma? Did you have a parent in prison? Did you have a parent who was an alcoholic?
With mental illness.
Yes. Or was your family homeless? Did they suffer economically? Now, a lot of people are going to listen to that and they're going to say, well, I went through that. Nothing wrong with me. But there was a really large study that was done in 1998 with Kaiser Permanente in California that looked at 18,000 people and said, this group of people all have chronic illnesses. Do they have anything in common? And what they found out was that 40% of these people had been through adverse childhood events. I believe it was four or more adverse childhood events. So that was that aha moment that connected psychiatric or traumatic experiences as a child with our physical health as an adult. So when people have been through adverse childhood events, we find that they have higher rates of diabetes, cancer, obesity, heart disease, more likely to smoke. And we can take, they've taken that information now and they've been able to go down and say, oh, geez, these things, if you've got adverse childhood events, you're more likely to start drinking or have drug addiction by the age of 16. So you know, these are things that we really want to pay attention to.
So you're going to have a panel discussion after this film.
Yes, we are. So the film we're offering, this is always kind of the thing to lure people in. We are going to have pizza, and we are going to have the film, which goes for an hour. And then we're having a panel discussion where we are actually going to try to get the community involved in participating in why we want to pay attention to ACEs in our community.
Well, this is a very interesting topic. And I don't know if we mentioned, it's a free event
yes.
to attend. And it's not just pizza, but it's flatbread pizza.
Yes.
That's important.
It's all very important. So this is going to be going on at Kennett High School, Law and Auditorium. What time does this start?
The doors open at 5, and pizza from 5 to 6, and the movie starts.
I think it's 6:15. It goes for an hour, and then we're hoping to have the conversation for at least half an hour.
I think it was following. 40 minutes, yeah,
for
the panel.
And this is the first time you're doing anything like this?
This is the first time that we're having a community discussion about ACEs. Yes, it is. This actually came about as a result of the Recovery Boys film that we had a couple of months ago, which dealt with heroin addiction. And through that, Chuck Henderson, through Gene Shahan's office, approached us and said, well, what do you think about ACEs? Because I happened to be on the panel for Recovery Boys and talked a lot about the connection between ACEs and heroin addiction.
We should talk about who's on the panel, too.
Mm-hmm. We do have two pediatricians on the panel. We have Wenda Saunders, who's a pediatrician at Memorial Hospital. We have Ross Emery, the Saco River Medical Group.
Melissa Cantor, our psychiatric and nurse practitioner in behavioral health at primary care.
We also have Lori Ferris, who is a family and community support specialist with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and Allison Mimoli, who is an SAU 9 school counselor. So we're trying to engage people from all aspects of the community.
So this is really a beginning conversation, I'm guessing, right? And you'll have a follow-up or learn information?
Yes, we're hoping to have a follow-up event in the fall and bringing in panelists who work in communities where there actually have been initiatives to address ACEs and to build resilient communities. So we're presenting the problem and why it matters, and we're hoping to have a follow-up program where we offer solutions.
Resilience, the Biology of Stress and the Science of Hope is the name of the film. And you said it's from the 90s, late 90s?
The ACEs study is from 1998, but no, this film is actually current. I believe it came out in the last year.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be very interesting and, if nothing else, educational for everybody.
We hope that it will be, and we hope that it will actually develop a deeper well of empathy and compassion for all of our community, understanding that a lot of people go through these experiences, whether they come from backgrounds that are economically deprived or affluent backgrounds. Everyone goes through this, and it matters.
We're all connected.
Yes, we are.
I want to thank my guests for being on Drive Time, Lorinda McDonald and Casey Karaoke.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Our Drive Time interview made possible by the accounting firm of Leone, McDonald, and Roberts.